It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, we're going to continue to go with gold. That market continues to set new contract highs. It's kind of backed off of its all-time highs here now just recently, but the market still continues to hold some pretty good strength off of economic concerns. We're also continuing to see crude trade fairly well. And right now, with the uncertainty of what's going on in the Middle East, you know, crude could continue to have a little bit of strength as well. And the dollar has rallied because, again, economic concerns back up to levels we haven't seen here in months. So those three are the ones that are kind of still trading up at their upper end of their ranges.
What's not hot then?
You know, just the disappointment in grains. I mean, that's the one thing I think that continues to be a little bit troublesome. You know, we can't seem to get any kind of push as far as the corn and soybean market's concerned. We're still early in the planting season. Wheat continues to see a little bit of strength off of winter wheat, but still well off of where it should be trading at. And then the meats. We, you know, we're looking at the, you know, right now the cattle market's trying to test some lows. Hogs have turned a little bit lower. So it seems like all of the grain commodities or the farm commodities are starting to see a little more pressure.
Is that just the time of the year? Is it weather-based or what's going on there?
I think it's a combination of that. I mean, I think it is, you know, weather-based because we are seeing decent weather conditions. Now we're looking at some rain coming in. That might disrupt some planting activity across the Corn Belt, the Western Corn Belt, and the Northern Plains. That might be somewhat supportive. But we're also seeing things be pretty good and fairly early, so there's really no big concerns. And then as far as the meats, I think it's a demand concern.
How important is this afternoon's planting progress report? Is that one going to be a market mover or not?
You know, it might be because we're seeing a little bit of delays down in the fringe areas of the Corn Belt, you know, the Delta areas, and, you know, I don't know how much activity got done up in the Northern Plains, so that report could be a little bit of a surprise for us.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.